Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Kingdom Life Ministries broadcast. I am your host, Alberta Mitchell. I will be leading the prayer this morning. Remember, if you would like to call us and join in with prayer live, that number is 646-929-2091. Again, the number is 646-929-2091, where we pray every Saturday morning between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. We offer God 1 hour of prayer. So if you are interested in joining us, please do so. And now we will begin our prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and give you the praises and the glory for everything that you're doing for us right now, God, everything that you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We give you the praises and the glory and the honor for how you keep us, for how you bless us, for how you make your face to shine on us. Oh, God, we just say thank you, and we praise you, and we give you glory right now. We give you the praises, oh, God. We give you the glory because of your goodness, because of your mercy, because of your long-suffering toward us. We are very grateful, God. We are very grateful for how you keep us. We are very grateful for how you provide for us. We are very grateful, God, and we can never express how grateful we are. We have a grateful heart today. We have a thankful heart today. Oh, God, thanksgiving and glory to our God for everything that he has done for us. We give you the glory right now, and we praise your name, God, and we magnify your name, God, and we bless your name, God. We bless you right now. We bless you, God, in the morning. We bless you, God, in the noonday. And we bless you at night. Our hearts bless you. Our minds bless you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God, because you're a good God. Oh, God, we thank you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We adore you, God. We magnify you because you're strong and you're great and you're majestic and you keep your arms around us. Oh, God, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for a new day. Thank you, Lord, for this very hour that we can come before you in thanksgiving. Let your truth and your wisdom be made known unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your grace surround us. Protect us, God, from the hand of the enemy. Oh God, cover us with your glory. Oh, God, in this season of our life, oh, God, where you have us right now, oh, God, even in the hard places, oh, God, and even if things are going right, we ask you, Lord God, that you would cover us under the blood of Jesus, oh, God, and protect us. Prepare us, God, for these coming days. Prepare our minds. Oh, God, prepare our hearts. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Oh, God, for when things happen. Oh, God, for when things in the earth are going awry. Oh, God, give us the knowledge to know what to do. Give us the know-how to know what to do and what to say in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God. We bless your name today. Oh, God, and we bless you, and we thank you. Oh, God, forgive us of our sin. Oh, Lord God, forgive us of our trespasses. Oh, Lord God, forgive us of things that we've done wrong. Oh, God, forgive us of things that we've said wrong. Oh, God, forgive us of careless mistakes. Oh, God, forgive us of trespasses. Oh, God, forgive us of iniquity. Oh, God, forgive us of wrongdoing. Oh, God, forgive us of our sin. Oh, God, forgive us
of iniquities. Oh, God, forgive us of negative words. Oh, God, forgive us of negative thoughts. Oh, God, forgive us. Forgive us, God. We don't want to harm you in any way. We don't want to sin before you in any way, oh, God. We don't want your heart to be sad because of something we've done. Oh, Jesus, forgive us. Don't let us grieve your heart, oh, God, but forgive us. We repent before you, God. We repent before you, Lord. We repent before you, Lord. We are sorry for the things that we've done that were not like you. Forgive us, O God, sins of commission, sins of omission, things that we've done that caused our souls to be weak before you. Oh, God, forgive us of things that have caused our spirit to be upset. God, forgive us of things that we said out of our mouth that we know we're not of God. God, forgive us of places our eyes have gone that you don't approve of. God, forgive us of things that our hands have touched that are not like you. God, forgive us of places our feet have trod that you didn't want us to go. God, forgive us. Oh, God. Oh, God, forgive us of our wrongdoing, things that have tainted our spirit, things that have took us out of the will of God. God, forgive us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they have a contrite heart. Oh, God, and a broken spirit. God, forgive us. And bring humility in our spirit and our mind. God, forgive us. Oh, God, of our trespasses, of waywardness and rebellion. God, forgive us of disobedience. When the Spirit of God has taken us one way, we go a different way. God, forgive us. Thing that we thought that's not like you. God, forgive us for not obeying your commandments. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, forgive us. Give us a clean slate. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Make us clean before you. Sanctify us, God. Consecrate us to do your will. Let our souls say yes. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let our souls say yes for what you want us to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We ask you, God, to help us to forgive others. Give us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. Wash our mind. And cause our thoughts to be pure before you, O God. We cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Lord God, touch our mind even as we sleep and give us heavenly God-ordained dreams and visions. oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cause your fire to flow in us and through us. Stir up the gift that's down on the inside of us and cause us to be bold and strong. In the name of Jesus, we have the mind of Christ. We will think on whatsoever things are true and honest and just and lovely and of good report. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, guide our tongue. Help us, God, to speak truth. To speak the will of God. Cause the will of God to captivate our life. So that each day, God, we will be in your will. Give us divine connection. And cause those connections to flourish and bring forth fruit. God, in the name of Jesus, reveal to us, God, the places in our life that need to be corrected and built up. And Lord, straighten us, edify us, cleanse us, build us up to be who you would call us to be. Give us, Lord, a good heart and a right motives. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to reach our God-given destiny. Let us be workers, workmen, working in your kingdom, bringing about divine completion, bringing about your divine plans, bringing about your divine will in these last days. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, don't let us be lost, but God, save us. Save us right now, God. Save us with your strong hand, God. Save us, God, by your mighty power, God. Save us, oh God, from destruction. Save us, oh God, from temptation. Save us. Save us, God. By your mighty hand, save us. By the blood of Jesus, save us. While we're on the subway, save us. While we're on public transportation, save us. Don't allow the innocent to suffer with the guilty. Save us, God. We're crying out. God, save us. Hold on. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, cause our garments to be washed in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We need you to move, God. We need you to move, God. Oh, God, blessings and glory to the Almighty God. Help us, God, to be used by you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to be used by you, God. We need you to bless us now. Build our faith. Help us to be overcomers. Give us power over all the power of the enemy. Break down every stronghold, every high place, every hindering spirit, every obstacle. Break it, God, in the name of Jesus. And bring us to completion. Break and uproot all the sickness and disease sent by the devil in the name of Jesus. Cleanse sickness out of our lives. Oh, God, we bind the spirit of sickness and disease and illness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind the spirit that brings pain and release healing. Release the healing power of Jesus over our bodies, over our minds, over our emotions. God, cover us from the attacks of the enemy. Cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Every daughter, every son, cover them in the blood. Cover them in the blood. Cover them in the blood. We cancel the devil's plans. You will not take our children in the name of Jesus. Supply the needs, Lord. Our God shall supply our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, don't allow us to waste time, but redeem the time and place us in the full operation of the gifts and talents of the Holy Ghost. Cause every demon coming against us to be defeated. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn it. Father God, give us a tongue of the learned, that we will know how to speak a word in season to every man that is weary. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Break up the atmosphere and let the prayers of the righteous go forth in the name of Jesus. Let the prayers of the righteous go forth. Let the prayers of the righteous go forth. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you praise. Oh God, put your word in our mouth and cover us under the shadow of your hand. Father God, let your promises be yes and amen in our spirit and in our mind. Plant the promises of heaven down on the inside of us. Let the promises of God be a foundation in the earth. We are your people. Let it be so. Yay and amen. In the name of Jesus, it is you, Lord, that declares the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. Your way, God, is the way that we should take. Let our hearts, God, go the way of your word. Go the way of your word. Go the way of your promises. Go the way of your thoughts. The Lord God, strong and mighty, full of grace, long-suffering, patient to all, forgiving all, keeping covenant to all generations. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, let your power and your glory be ours. Let your power be in our mind, in our mouth, in our hands, in our feet, in our belly, in our heart, the people. Let your power be in our voice, in our ears, in our hands, in our fingers, in our feet. Let your power flow through us. Let your power flow through our voice. Let your power be in our soul, be in our mind, be in our will to make the right decisions. Let your power be in our intellect so that we will think right thoughts, so that our thoughts will be creative for the will and the kingdom of God. Let your power, oh God, let your power be in us. Send us a breakthrough, oh God. Send the breakthrough. Ah, send the breakthrough. The breakthrough in our minds. The breakthrough in our spirit. The breakthrough in our finances. The breakthrough in our bodies. The breakthrough for salvation for others. The breakthrough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the breakthrough come. Put breakthrough in our homes. Let a breakthrough come. Send the breakthrough angel to break through every limitation, every hindrance, every stumbling block in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let the breakthrough come to every person under the sound of this prayer. Send the breakthrough, angel. Oh, God. Send the breakthrough, angel. To break through the walls of the devil. In the name of Jesus. To break through the actions of the enemy. We will not be hindered. We will not be denied. Oh, God. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit go and touch down to every church and set the church on fire. Oh, God. Let your spirit touch down in our minds so that revelation and wisdom will come for every circumstance, every situation that's before us. Let your power come as we preach, as we sing, as we minister, as we walk, as we talk, as we pray. Let your power, oh God, oh God, send your power in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh God, let your power cancel all the plans of the devil. Devil, you are defeated. Oh, yes, let your power go in and get the finances that we need, the promotions that we need, the increase that we need. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the blood. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you hold our life in your hands. Help us to be strong and mighty and full of grace. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, strip down the plans of the devil that he have coming against us. Strip down the plans of the devil from off of our children's lives. Let every negative word fall to the ground with no effect on our life. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Seal the mouths of the fighters and the fault finders in the name of Jesus. Cause the words of every negative spirit to fall to the ground with no effect on our life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Oh God, we pray, God, for every person that's battling addiction and poverty, break the spirit of sickness in the name of Jesus, and let the healing power of the Almighty God flow through our body. Healing power of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray for those battling debt and financial difficulties. Break the spirit of poverty and debt in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We pray for the church everywhere. Help them to stand strong. Let them not give up, Jesus. Those churches that find themselves in financial difficulties, don't let them give up. But send the breakthrough to every church that names the name of Jesus and not the spirit of idolatry. In the name of Jesus. We prayed for America that the spirit of the Antichrist will be destroyed out of the minds of the people. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of perversion from off of America, oh God, and send us a revival. God, we can't go on like we're going. We need a revival. We can't go on doing the things that we do. We need a revival. We can't go on without your presence. We need a revival. We can't go on without your spirit. We need a revival. We can't go on without the power of God prevailing in our life. We need a revival, God. We need a visitation of the Holy Ghost. America. So that justice can rule in the land. So that our courthouses will execute justice. So that our schools will execute justice. So that the jailhouses will execute justice. So that the foster homes will execute justice. So that the government will execute justice and stop being false and stop being liars and stop being hypocrites and stop being embezzlers. Oh, God. And stop stealing from the poor. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we can't do it without you. The devil is roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But, oh, God, cut off the legs of the enemy. That he will not roam in our churches. He will not roam in our homes. He will not roam in our minds. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise. Cause our hearts to be tender for the word of God. Cause us, God, to be humble before you and to rend our hearts and not our garments. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to tear out pride and arrogance from our hearts and our spirit and humble ourselves before Jesus. Let us humble ourselves, Jesus, before your feet. The nails, the feet that bled for our sin, the feet that walked the earth to save man. Oh, God, help us to humble ourselves at your feet. Help us, God, to be at the feet of Jesus. Oh, feet. Help us to lay our problems at your feet. Help us to lay our wrong at your feet. We need you. Be exalted in our life. Now, God, you said in your word, if we decree and declare that you would cause it to be so. Father, you said in your word, if we decree and declare that it would happen. You said in your word, if we decree and declare that you would put the authority of heaven behind the declaration. And right now, God, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. We are overcomers and we are victorious by the blood of Jesus. We are blessed. Our families are blessed. Our businesses are blessed. Our jobs are blessed. Our homes are blessed. We are protected. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that you are our shield and our fortress. In the name of Jesus, help us to send words of faith in the atmosphere so that we may reach our purpose and our destiny. Every false word sent against our life is uprooted in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of infirmity and stress and depression in the name of Jesus. We bind it during this holiday season. We will not get depressed. We will not be depressed by the holiday season. But God, connect every person that's feeling lonely. Connect them with a family. Connect them with someone that will bring joy and happiness in their life. In the name of Jesus, we will not think on what we don't have, but we'll think on the goodness of Jesus and what we do have. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar from the pit of hell. Take the spirit of depression back to the pit where it came from. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it. The spirit of destruction, the spirit of unforgiveness is plucked up from the root and cast out. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of offense and envy and jealousy is plucked up. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we command you to go. We said go. Be cast out with the chaff, never to return again. Burn in the pits of hell, you foul devil. Every unclean spirit is bound. Every wicked spirit is bound from operating against us. Every evil spirit is bound from operating against us. Every jealous spirit is bound from operating against us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, devil, back to the pit of hell where you came from. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we lose the power. We lose protection. We lose the power of the blood. We lose the power of the cross to cover us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Put strength in us, God, to overcome the flesh and carnal thinking. Call us, God, into fasting and prayer for the greater anointing. Call us, God, into fasting and prayer for the double anointing. In the name of Jesus, of Jesus. God, you set the growth pattern for every ministry. Help us, God, to stand in agreement with the will of God, to show compassion for broken souls. Break every demonic cycle, every generational curse, all cycles of poverty, debt, and lack be broken. Break it off of our life. Break it off of our bank accounts. Break it off of our wallets. Break it. We have more than enough to meet every need. Let the wisdom of God flourish so that we will open businesses and be creative and have witty inventions. Send prosperity, God. God, send prosperity now so that the kingdom of God can go forth. Let the blood of Jesus prevail in our life so that the circumstances of life will not overtake us. We have the mind of Christ. We bind the spirit of disappointment, oppression, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. And release joy. Oh, my God. We release joy. Oh, my God. We release joy. Oh, my God. To overtake us. And to stable our minds and to anchor us in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray for our government. Let every mayor, county leader, every senator, every House of Representative person, every person that sits in the office of the president bow the knee to Jesus and make right decisions for our sake. Oh, God, cause us to rise up, oh, God, and take authority for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go by the hospitals and nursing homes. Let your healing power empty out the hospitals and the nursing homes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send your angels to do battle for us in the heavens. Oh, God, the God that declares the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, the God that sits high and looks low, the God that orchestrates the affairs of men. Reach down, God, and put your hand on us. And don't let go. Fill us, God, with another anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Open our spiritual ears so that we can hear. Open our spiritual eyes so that we can see what the Spirit of God is saying unto us. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, He's our refuge and our fortress, our God. In Him will we trust. Surely He shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the pestilence that walks at night. For the Lord is our rock and our salvation. The Lord is our light. Whom shall we fear? When our enemies and our foes come against us, they stumble and they fall. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has given us the city, and we will go forth in power. Evil imaginations is up. uprooted out of our children. They will have thoughts of success, peace, and prosperity. Evil imaginations is uprooted out of our system, out of our church, out of our jobs. We have the victory. Every curse is broken. Every high place of the enemy is brought low by the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross. We call forth the harvest. We call forth the soul for Jesus. Let the hearts be made tender. We call forth the bruised. We call forth the broken. We call forth those that have been molested and abused. We call forth those that were addicted. We call forth the homeless. In the name of Jesus, we call them forth for the kingdom of God. We call them forth for the ownership of Christ. We call them forth in the name of Jesus. Cut down the weeds of doubt and disbelief in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and cause us to have faith that the harvest is here. Thank you, Jesus. Keep our minds sharp and our memories keen. Thank you, Jesus. Keep our bones active. Thank you, Jesus. We bind the spirit of stiffness. We bind the spirit of arthritis. You foul demon spirit, go back to the pit of hell where you came from. In the name of Jesus, you will not operate against us. We bind the spirit that brings shortness of breath. You foul devil, go back to the pit of hell. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're strong in our bodies. We're strong in our legs. We're strong in our limbs so that we can go forth for Jesus. Ah, yes, God! Help us to go forth. To souls that need the ministry of Christ. Help us, God, to go forth and break up burdens and yokes and chains that oppress your people. Jesus, we need you. We can't do it without you. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Oh, 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 God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the heart. We thank you for the soul. We thank you, Jesus. For those that are coming to Christ, the harvest in our hands, Lord. Help us to be more like you. Bless this day for us, Jesus. Let there be no accidents, no incidents, and no mishaps. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Be the lifter of our heads, God. Oh, oh, God. Thank you for this day. We thank you for the prayers, Jesus. Receive our prayers, Jesus, from the depths of our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank the good Lord. Be blessed this day. This ends the prayer.